the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Old Testament reading for the sixth Sunday of Easter is from Numbers chapter 21. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water. And we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole, and if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. April, Nikayla, and Matthew, as you live your lives from this day forward, from this Confirmation Sunday, this day forth, you will be tempted to complain and bicker towards the Lord. Yes, it is easy to do. When things do not go the way that you may want them to go in your life, it will be easy for you to get impatient and frustrated and even angry with the Lord. For you will want things your way. There may be even times when you will complain to the Lord and you will grit your teeth in frustration about the events of life, and instead of things getting better, they may actually get worse. Yes, you may find yourself praying to the Lord with a fervent zeal that he may take your trials and your pains and your bad circumstances away, but instead of things getting better, they get worse. When this happens, remember what you have learned in confirmation. Remember what you have been given in your baptisms. Remember what you are confessing this day in this confirmation rite here at Zion's altar. Remember what the Word has declared to you and to me and to your church family this day. What are you to remember? When the grumbling and complaining and impatient Old Testament Israelites were bitten by snakes in the wilderness, many of them died. The poison, it ran through their veins. It infected them, it poisoned them, and it brought them to death. However, in the midst of Israel's grumbling, in the midst of their impatience and poisoned bodies, the Lord told Moses to make a pole, yes, out of bronze, with a serpent on it, and whoever would look at it would be healed, and the poison would not harm them. But what on earth does this have to do with confirmation this day? Besides being our Old Testament lesson, what does it have to do with you? Why are you to remember these verses this morning? Well, April, Matthew, and Nikayla, you, yes, you, the three of you, you have a far deadlier venom in your veins than mere snake poison. You and I and the rest of your congregation and family, yes, the rest of us, we all have the sinful old Adam with us, the sinful nature that has permeated all of us, and with this sinful nature, death. None of us can claim to be an innocent victim. We all brought this upon ourselves by every act of rebellion, by our rebellion in thought, word, and deed, every thought, word, and deed. Not making it any easier, the world drinks down this venom of sin as if it were a fine wine, and the devil markets this venomous sin to the world as if it were righteousness. However, In the midst of this terrible predicament, and in the midst of this world, and in the midst of this evil one, and in the midst of all the grumbling and complaining of life, the Lord God provides a cure for you. He provides a cure for you and for me and for the rest of your church family here today. In our Old Testament lesson, the Lord did not banish the snakes, but rather he had Moses put a fiery snake on a pole. Yes, a bronze serpent was nailed to a cross like the serpent of the Garden of Eden. It was then lifted up, and all who looked to it were healed and lived. Considering all of this, April, Matthew, and Nikayla, you have beheld in confirmation not a mere snake on a pole, but Jesus Christ, the Son of God, suspended on the cross. The cross, yes, lifted high, the Christ on the cross lifted high for you to see, so that you would be protected and healed, so that you can live. Now take a moment and think about this. In confirmation, you were not told that your condition of sin was not a serious problem. The venom of sin was not diminished or normalized away or glorified. You were not given a bunch of life principles and life pointers in order to overcome the venom of sin. You were not entertained with puzzles or coloring books or superficial games in order to ignore the venom of sin. You were not given a bunch of Christian fads. You were not taught the ideologies of the world, but rather Christ, like the snake in the wilderness, was lifted high up on the cross for you to see. He was lifted high upon the cross for you to see that the sting of poisonous sin finds its end in Jesus. In other words, confirmation was a time for you to lift your eyes out of the grumbling world, and it was a time to lift your eyes off of the snake bite of sin towards the cross of Jesus. Confirmation has been a time to redirect your eyes off of yourselves, off the world's ideologies, and away from the pain of sin towards God's answer for your sin, Jesus. April, Matthew, and Nikayla, as you know and confess, Jesus, who is like a living serpent on the pole, took the poisonous sins of the world upon himself. He drank down the venom for you, and then he died. He died, and Jesus then rose 3 days later from the grave as the victor over sin and death and the world and the devil, your victor, your Lord, and your salvation. April, Matthew, and Nikayla, today is the end of your 3-year journey of confirmation. You have taken the necessary sermon notes, all 75. You have taken the necessary classes. You've been examined by your pastor. This means that today you will be acknowledging your baptism and making a profoundly bold vow, that is to say, an oath. Yes, the three of you will be renouncing. You will be renouncing the devil and all of his works and all of his ways, which means you are confessing that the devil is the enemy of your soul. You will be confessing that you do not hold to the flimsy and changing opinions of the world, but rather the inspired word of God. And furthermore, today you will be confessing that you intend to live a godly life and to remain steadfast, yes, steadfast, to the Christian confession and this church. You are confessing that you are willing to suffer all things, even death, rather than fall away from this Christian faith. Now, this is a very big oath. It is an extremely big oath that you're making today. It is not to be taken lightly. However, you are not making this oath alone, for you are joining all of these beloved saints of Zion Lutheran Church who are standing against the devil, the ideologies of the world, and their sinful nature with you. All of this stated, we must take note that this bold confession and this bold oath that you will be making today does not come without a cost. You see, when a person renounces the devil, one can be sure that trouble lies ahead. The devil does not roll over easily, but typically hisses back at God's children. When a person clings to the Word of God and not the slogans or the ideologies of the world, one can be sure that the world won't applaud and dance, for the world demands allegiance to its ways of doing things. The world, frankly, the world can't handle non-compliance. It does not know what to do with individuals who are no longer lemmings, unthinkably following the masses who are rushing headlong into destruction. Finally, when one confesses that they are sinners in thought, word, and deed, and when a person finds hope of salvation in their baptisms, the sinful nature squirms, for it does not want to be drowned in the mighty waters of baptism. April, Matthew, Nicola, today you are making a confirmation oath by the grace of God, which places a target upon you from the devil, from the world, and from your sinful flesh. As a result of this target, you will undergo hardships in this life, for the Christian can expect these trials and these tribulations. For the devil will continually hiss, the world will continually harass, and yes, the sinful nature will continually grumble. However, come hell or high water, Christ crucified has been lifted up before your eyes. You have beheld Jesus crucified for your sins. Nothing can change that, and nothing can overcome this Christ, your Christ Jesus. So, Nicola, and April, and Matthew, so when the devil sinks his teeth into you, behold Jesus Christ, the victor over evil. When the world sinks its teeth into you, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, your sins and mine. When your sinful nature sinks its teeth into you, behold Jesus Christ, your salvation, your life, your hope, your everlasting. Yes, behold the way, the truth, and the life. Christ has been lifted up on the cross for you. This is what confirmation is about. My friends, this is what confirmation is all about. It is about focusing your eyes upon Him and His gifts for you. Confirmation is about you understanding your sin through the Ten Commandments. It is about you understanding who Jesus is through the Apostles' Creed. It is about you understanding how Jesus delivers the benefits of Mount Calvary to you through baptism, the Word, and Holy Supper. So dear April, Matthew, and Nicola, today make the bold confession. Make the bold confession against the devil, against the world, and against the sinful nature that Christ Jesus was crucified, died, buried, and resurrected for you. Make the bold confession of who you are in Christ, a baptized, forgiven child of God. Make the bold confession of the Christian faith, for Christ has been lifted up to you these past 3 years and is lifted up to you right now in His Word. Make the bold confession, and then approach the Lord's Supper in faith to receive the very true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and the strengthening of your faith. In the name of Jesus, who was and is lifted high before us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.